Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special edition of Freedom from Addiction, Truth Just Below Surface, and the Neil Haley Show. I'm excited to welcome the program Reverend Wynn Henderson, MD. Wynn, how are you?
I'm doing good, Neil. Today's program is What Vermont Tells Us About the mRNA Shots. At this point, there's an overwhelming amount of evidence showing that COVID shots are not working. What little protection you do get clearly wanes within a handful of months and may leave you worse off than you were before. We're seeing data to this effect from a number of different places. In the United States, we can look at Vermont at nearly 72% vaccinated. It has the highest rate of fully vaccinated residents in the country, according to ABC News. Yet, COVID cases are now suddenly surging to new heights. The CDC data shows that Vermont had the 12th highest COVID case rate in the nation as of November 9th, 21. Over the previous 7 days, cases had increased 42%. It could not have been due to a surge in testing, though, as the weekly average test administered had only increased by 9% in that time. What's more, during the first week in November, the hospital admission rate for patients who were fully vaccinated increased by 8%, while the admission rate for those who were not fully vaccinated actually decreased by 15%. It is beyond obvious that the vaccines are failing. The case rate in Vermont is far higher now than it was in the fall of 2020, when no one had gotten the vaccine. Breakthrough cases among the fully vaccinated shot up 31% during the first week of November. Coincidentally, data from physician assistant Deborah Conrad, presented by attorney Aaron Siri, October 17, 2021, shows vaccinated people are 9 times more likely to be hospitalized than the unvaccinated. The key, however, was in what they counted as vaccinated. Rather than only including those who had gotten the shots 2 weeks or more before being hospitalized, they simply counted those who had one or more shots, regardless of when. This gives us an honest accounting, finally, as explained by Siri, a concerned physician's assistant, Deborah Conrad, convinced her hospital to carefully track the COVID-19 vaccination status of every patient admitted to her hospital, and the result is shocking. As Ms. Conrad has detailed, her hospital serves a community in which less than 50% of the individuals were vaccinated for COVID-19, but yet during the same time period, approximately 90% of the individuals admitted to her hospital were unvaccinated. Even more troubling is that there were many individuals who were young, many who presented with unusual or unexpected health events, and many who were admitted months after vaccination. Despite these troubling findings, health authorities ignored Conrad when she reached out. In mid-July 2021, Siri's law firm also sent a formal letter to the CDC, the Health and Human Services Department, and the U.S. Food and Drug Administration on Conrad's behalf, and those were ignored as well. This again highlights the importance of never permitting government coercion and mandates when it comes to medical procedure, Siri writes. One of the most shocking details gleaned from Conrad's data collection is that the only way you can get those numbers is if vaccinated people are 9 times more likely to be hospitalized than the unvaccinated. It is mathematically impossible to get those numbers any other way. Indeed, the more data we gain access to, the worse it looks for those COVID shots. Unfortunately, those who push them seem hell-bent on ignoring any and all data that don't support their stance. Worse, it seems that data and statistics are being intentionally manipulated by our health authorities to present a false picture of safety and effectiveness. All such tactics are indefensible at this point, and people who believe the official narrative without doing their own research do so at their own risk. The source for this podcast is Dr. Joseph McCullough, who has fact-checked it. Please pass this podcast, which is found at www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn.com, spelling Libsyn, L-I-B as in boy, S-Y-N, without spaces or capitals, to your family, friends, and associates, so that they too can hear the truth just below the surface.
All right, that was Freedom from Addiction, Truth Just Below the Surface, and the Neil Haley Show. When it just, it's amazing to think about just what's happening now when you talk about that. And the Israeli studies 3 months ago proved that fact, because they were fully vaccinated and they were the more hospitalized for COVID. And now, after we've hit this certain vaccination rate in certain places, we're seeing the same things. And it's disappointment that they're going to continue to push this narrative.
It's unfortunately that they push this narrative 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they say, well, we follow the science, but the science doesn't follow the narrative. So, you know, what are you going to do?
Exactly. That was Freedom from Addiction, Truth Just Below the Surface, and the Neil Haley Show, guys. Let's take care.